whomever he meets. Dhruva Maharaj, however, was a child. So his demand was also that of a playful child. Still, the great sage became compassionate towards him, and for this welfare he spoke the following verses. So we know the background of this. That Dhruva Maharaj is in the forest, his mother has insulted him, and he wants to attain a kingdom or a place where nobody will ask him to move from. He will like to have a place where nobody has ever attained such an elevated place. Nobody has ever, his forefathers, his ancestors, and never dreamt or never achieved in practicality. And Narad Muni tests him by talking about the dangers in the forest and in the process. But still, Dhruva Maharaj is determined. In one sense, he passes the test put up by Narad Muni. And Narad Muni then becomes very compassionate and kind to consider the advice to be given to him. The most important thing to understand here is that the sages, 24/7, 12 months in a year, all throughout their life, eternally, they are simply thinking, meditating and acting in a way to show compassion to all the conditioned souls. Their idea is to deliver Supreme Personality of Godhead to whomever they meet in whichever possible way they can. That is their constant deep meditation. How to deliver the Supreme Lord to all these people in the world? How to connect them with the Lord? How to make their life blissful from the life of suffering of birth and death? From the life of suffering from threefold miseries in the material world? And that is why Narad Muni has met Valmiki, Narad Muni has met Vagrari, Narad Muni has met so many other people at various yugas, all time to come, simply compassionately delivering the connection to the Supreme Lord to all the people whom he met. And look at the transformation that he has caused. Valmiki was a hunter, very cruel hunter. He became the author of the ever wonderful scripture called Ramayana. Vagrari was jumping like a crazy person. Then we came to know that he was avoiding ants on the road, who was actually killing people half and enjoying their suffering, being half killed. Such is the caliber of Narad Muni, and such is the caliber of people who are pure devotees, saintly personalities of the Lord. And in our life, whenever we take birth as human beings, one such personality is already provided to us or alerted to us as Guru. The meeting of that person and us will depend upon how sincere we are and how much we want to get connection of the Lord and how much we are getting detached from the material enjoyments. To that degree, that faster that personality can meet us. Every human being is bestowed upon that one personality who can connect you with the Lord and deliver you to the Lord. And here, what attracted Narad Muni to Dhruva was the extraordinary determination, extraordinary conviction that I must follow my mother's instruction and attain the Supreme Lord, who is going to be only personality, able personality to fulfill my desire, which is little extraordinary, not ordinary. So we all need to be determined, we all need to be sincere and convinced about what we want in life. Once we decide that we want Lord in our life, we don't want any more sense gratification which binds us repeatedly, life after life, in cycles of birth and death. We do not want all those, we have had enough about it, enough of all that. When that happens, by the causeless mercy of the Lord, such a great personality comes in our life. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. That mercy of the Lord manifests in the form of meeting such a great personality. And the moment there is sincerity in the heart, that association of Supreme, that great saintly personality, transforms our heart unbelievably, inconceivably. We cannot imagine that transformation that takes place when a pure devotee comes in touch with us. This human life is actually meant for meeting that personality who is a touchstone, who can transform our lives and deliver our life in the lotus feet of the Lord, to the lotus feet of the Lord. So let us all strive, those who have attained such association of a pure personality, let us become more serious and appreciative and grasping whatever that personality has told us. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriya Aikya. And those of us who have not yet achieved such an intimate association of a pure devotee, let us all strive for it. Let us all prepare ourselves so that the very purpose of human life, to be able to associate with such great personality, can be fulfilled. And the purpose of very life that Lord has given us, to meet Him, also can be fulfilled. And these personalities were ever compassionate, ready to bestow their kindness upon us, are eager to meet us and give us the message of the Lord, so that our life can be ornamented with great divinity and we be successful in the purpose of life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today is Monday. We will repeat our mission statement. Please repeat after me. With love and devotion, we will offer everyone a modern, scientific, holistic healthcare service based on true awareness and understanding of the needs of the body, mind and soul. Please speak a little louder. Hum prem aur bhakti bhav se pratyek vyakti ko aadhunik shastrokta aur sarvangin vaidyakiya seva pradan karenge, jo deha, man aur atma ki vastavik avashyaktaon ke gyan aur anubhuti par आधारित होगी। आज के लिए कुछ सूचनाएं इस प्रकार से हैं। आज से यानी 25 अप्रैल 2016 से हमारे भक्ति वेदांत परिवार में मिसेस